So there was this boy and this girl, and although they had never met or even laid eyes on each other, the girl one day wrote a letter to the boy. She shared a place with a friend the boy had known at school, and the story went something like, the friend once showed her some letters the boy had written, and she decided to write back. And it came about that something happened with them, on paper, and they wrote long and often, about themselves and about the world, and they wrote their own world, and they lit the whole thing up. And just sometimes they would meet up in the world where other people live, a little bit nervously, and they would walk around just watching things, laughing at stuff that happened. They didn't talk too much, they'd already said most of what they had to say in letters, and they were shy. And at the end of those rare days, they would both go back to their own cities, and write about how good their day had been, and say some of the things they hadn't said at the time, and light the whole thing up. And then life began to happen to them, their separate lives in their separate cities. But although they wrote a little less often, they wrote still just as long, about their lives, and how the world was coming into their world, and they helped each other along, and kept going, until they realised they had been writing for 7 years. And because they had once written themselves a beach, on which to dream themselves together, they decided that to celebrate, they would have another one of their rare days, and for it they would go to a beach. And in his last letter before they went, the boy wrote, "It will be good, and if you want you can take my bony hand along the shore." So they went, and they could talk a little bit more by then. They could talk okay. But at the first beach, the boy was still too shy to ask the girl to take his hand, even though they had both of them done much more than hold other people's hands by then, in the world where other people live. And when it was getting to be evening, and they had travelled out to another place, they walked out and stood on the edge of the sea. And when they turned around to walk back to the road, the boy said, "Do you want to take my hand?" And the girl said, "Take it where?" And although he afterwards thought he should have said everywhere, he only just mumbled. "My hand's very cold," the girl said as he took it. And as they walked up the beach, the boy said, "We only have to do this until we reach the dry sand. Then we can stop." And for a bit they walked in silence. And although in more than 1,000 letters, they had talked of the stars, and of rivers, and of love, and more than 100 dreams, all they could think of to talk about was a tree and a garden on the other side of the road, how tall it was, and how out of place it looked. And when they came to the dry sand, they didn't let go of each other's hand. They just walked on up the beach, still talking about the tree, and they stepped over the fence and on the pavement, falling quiet again. And as they walked along the pavement, they came to a pole and walked one on either side, and they let go their hands.